Welcome to Awakening Matters, spiritual dialogues that invite joy, wisdom, and laughter, engaging topics of our humanity from an infinite dimensional perspective, with myself, Cynthia Sloan, and my very special guest tonight, Kathy Kruma. I want to, before we get to talk with Kathy, which I'm really looking forward to, I want to share with everyone that this show is very much about listener participation. I'd love to hear your questions and comments during the show. The number to call toll-free is 888-815-9756. Again, toll-free 888-815-9756. I thank you all in your consciousness and your energy for those that are listening internationally. I thank you tomorrow as you're all sleeping at this point, and I wish you sweet dreams. And today we have a very special guest. You know, Kathy is a business, life, spiritual, and health coach with a very holistic approach. I really feel that Spirit has divinely guided her and us to have this really extreme opportunity to dialogue with her, get to know her, and hear not only her wisdom, but Spirit's through her. And so I welcome you, Kathy. Thank you for being on.
Well, thank you, Cynthia, and it's really my pleasure and my honor to have this opportunity. And my goal for this evening would be to bring hope where there might be despair for people where they think that they may have adverse conditions and there just is no hope. I want to be able to share with people at a deep heart connection level and share with them my journey and with the idea that it will bring hope and joy to people that are listening to us tonight.
Wonderful, and no better person to do that than you. Certainly not only because of where you are, but where you've come from. And so I invite in your comfortability always, but to share with myself and others that are listening, your story of how did you come to be a business, life, and spiritual health coach? How did all of that come to be? And you can start wherever you want.
Gosh, Cynthia, you know, it's really been quite a journey for me, and I was really fortunate enough to be blessed and born into a wonderful family in the Midwest. I was born and raised in North Dakota, of all places, and I know that's a great place to be from. And when I was born into a family of two alcoholic parents, and some people might think that's really a challenge, and you know, as I was going through it, I didn't realize what a challenge it was until I got to be a little bit older. And then I was always seeking approval and had to be the best at everything that I did, and I wasn't exactly sure where I was going. And then when I was 16, 17 years old, I was sexually molested by my band instructor, who at that time was really a mentor for me. So I had kind of a serendipity, I guess, is what you would call it, and all of those things that happened to me have made me who I am today. You know, my parents did the best that they could, and I lost my birth mother when I was 19. She died of cancer and cirrhosis of the liver. And two years after that, I ended up in the hospital for severe depression and a nervous breakdown.
Wow.
And that was the best. That was the best thing, though, honest and truly, that ever happened to me. I really wish that everyone could go through that experience at a much lower level than I had to go through it, but just the opportunity to go in and meet yourself, to realize that, you know what, I'm the one that's going to have to pull myself up by the bootstraps, and that's when I really had my awakening, I guess if you would call it that. I was born and raised Catholic. And I always felt that there was just something more, there had to be more to life than what I was learning. I just felt that it was about a relationship with my higher power, and I believe in God, and so for me it's God, but it can be anything for anybody that's out there. There are lots of ways and many paths to God, in many different names. So for me, that's what it is, and I'll choose to call it that this evening. But I want the listeners to know that there are many paths and many ways, and there's no judgment around that. And I realized...
Go ahead. No, you go
and
ahead.
I realized that as I was going through this process in the hospital, that I wasn't alone. And it was my first experience of really having angels come, because I'm a firm believer in angels, and that I've always had, you know, I always used to say a prayer about my guardian angels watching over me. And I realized at that time, I felt these loving wings, if you will, these loving arms around me. And it was like a message was brought to me that you are not alone, child. You are not alone. I am here with you. And so that was my first awakening to really coming into my own and realizing that there is more than I thought there was. And when I turned 25, that was in 1980, I found the Unity Church, and I started going to the Unity Church and resonated with that because it's really honoring people wherever you are in your walk. And teaching you to be positive, to use affirmations in your life. And so I just always, even from the time that I was a child, the gift that I have been given is to be able to help people, to be able to listen. And even when I was a child, I would have older people come to me and want to talk to me about their problems. And for some way, somehow, I always had the right thing to say to them. And I just know that my sole purpose for being here is to be a light worker, is to be able to help other people. But interestingly enough, when I went to school, I majored in chemistry of all things. And I know, it's like that's the furthest thing away from working with people is majoring in chemistry. But I couldn't figure out what I wanted, and my dad said, well, you know what, you're really good at science. And so always wanting to please my dad, I said, sure, okay, fine, I'll major in chemistry. So I majored in chemistry, and then I got my master's degree in biochemistry from Ohio State. Well, I was all set, man. I was going to save the world, and I was going to come up with a cure for cancer. Well, little did I know that I was going to have to be stuck in a laboratory working with rats. That wasn't exactly what I had in mind. So I decided that there had to be more to life than that. So I went out and I started working at a pharmaceutical company. Then I went to work for Ball Corporation, and I started just working my way up and working with people and worked my way up to become a manager. And after 20 years of being in corporate America, doing a variety of things, ending with being vice president of running companies and manufacturing, my husband and I went into real estate. And when we went into real estate in 2003 in Arizona, I started teaching and became a certified instructor for Keller Williams and really loved teaching. That's really one of my other passions is teaching people. And then I became a coach in 2004 and began to really live my life's purpose and my life's dream. So, and amongst all of that, in my corporate America life, I had the opportunity to really live with diversity. I traveled a lot. I lived in West Berlin, Germany for 2 years. I learned the language. I was able to teach people and train people using German. And then I traveled to Beijing, China, and I did joint ventures with companies in Taiwan and Beijing. And I traveled to Europe several times. And when I was an exchange student in high school, I went to Germany as well. So I've really been able to live with many different nationalities of people and learn to embrace them and learn their ways and just know that there are so many ways to do things. And I'm just really open to what other people have to say and how other people live and what their customs are. And I take all that with me as I become a coach. And so I went through certification to be a business coach. I've done over 5,000 coaching calls. And my real passion is helping people to have breakthroughs. And with all that I've been through, I have the ability to look at everything that I've gone through as a gift. I was diagnosed with lupus and fibromyalgia. And to today I am pain-free and I am not on any medications. And I was able to do that a lot with my spiritual work, with visualizations. So, and I'm also trained as a healing touch practitioner.
Wow. First of all, let me just say that when you're speaking, your level of energy, because I can see energy and I can also feel it, visually, your light body, which is like a visual hologram to me, is so full of light. It is so full of love. It's so full of depth and unending information and details. And your spirit family, as you're talking, is so varied in culture. There's so many spirit guides that are present in your council from different cultures. But most importantly, what I'm taking notice of is their tremendous support of you and support of the work that not only you're doing, but that you will continue to do and then some. You're an inspiration. You're an inspiration to me, and you're an inspiration to so many that will hear you on the show, and then to others that have yet to know you in your life, and I'm sure those who you've touched. I want to personally thank you for being here on Earth at the same time I am, and for sharing your story, and for staying here, and for what I'm really hearing is your ability to touch people and to help them go to their scary places and to help them have a breakthrough is because you've touched those depths within you, and it's those places are filled with light now, and you're an amazing gift to the people that seek you out. And so I want to tell my listeners, and I want to tell everyone who is participating, seek this individual out, whether it's business, life, spiritual, or health coaching. This is an opportunity that is so rare because this is a genuine, authentic individual that has not just knowledge to share with you, she has lived it and comes to you from a place not only of surviving it, but thriving and being able to inspire you not only with her words, but also with her energy. I want to let all the listeners know right now that you can contact Kathy through a phone number, which is 760-803-9594. You can also contact her through her website, which is Kathy Kruma, K-H. Why don't you give them your website information?
My website is K-A-T-H-Y-C-H-R-U-M-A. That's M as in Mary. KathyKruma.com. Mm-hmm. And I'll also give you my email. My email address is kkruma@att.net.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Everyone, this is an opportunity, no matter where you are in your life, no matter what you're facing, what you're going through, this is an individual who has most likely gone to the depths and then returned and been reborn like the phoenix rising more times than she can count. There is an energy about you and a wisdom and a anchored centeredness that speaks to me that I want to share with everyone listening. It doesn't matter who you're working with or where you are, contact this person and really give yourself the gift of being connected to someone who has been there, done that, and then gone beyond that. So I'm very, very interested in what you talked about when you said you were not alone, that the angel's wings came and comforted you. So many people out there struggle with feeling worthiness of even being saved or rescued, etc., but it seemed to also align with your realization that you had to pull yourself up, and it's at that time, and I'm asking you rather than telling you, was it around that time as well that you felt even though it was up to you, but you, that the angels were there and that you were not alone in that journey either.
Yes, absolutely. I was not alone in that journey. I at times felt very alone.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to say that, you know, it was just all bliss, because it wasn't. It was a lot of work. And also
mm-hmm.
what I want to say is that it's really important for people to understand that they have their own experiences. Just because my experience was about the angels or the angel wings coming and wrapping around me,
mm-hmm.
that doesn't mean that that's the experience that you have to have. You have your own individual experience with how you connect with the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever that is, it's important to get in touch with that. For me, that particular moment, that was what I felt. But I'm going to tell you, Cynthia, there were many times when I felt very alone. And
mm-hmm.
I also realized that I was a product of my thought process, and it was really up to me to make a choice. I had a choice to make. I could choose to keep on thinking, as I say, keep on thinking what you always thought, keep on getting what you always got. Or
mm-hmm.
I could choose to make a different choice and choose to think in a different way. And so with the help of the psychiatrist and everything that you go through when you're actually put into that kind of a situation, I was able to get my life back on track and go on and finish my degree and all of the things that I shared with you.
Well, I absolutely agree with you 100% that everyone's experience, not only of what leads them up to their awakening, but what is inclusive in their awakening, is most certainly individualized to their soul evolution and where they are at that moment in time. You talked about affirmations in your life, and I want to know how affirmations have worked for you, and how do you feel affirmations coming from you or what you have to offer. I want people to know also about you, what you have creatively worked on and how they might be able to tune into that or also obtain that.
Oh, yes, thank you. I have
mm-hmm.
published a book, and it's called Co-Creating with the Law of Attraction, and it's a journal for manifesting and transforming your life. The journal talks about how you are a co-creator. We are truly, truly co-creators. I just so firmly believe that we're spiritual beings having a human experience. And
mm-hmm.
so I have created this journal that talks about co-creating using the Law of Attraction, or co-creating with, you know, creating your own life. And then it talks in there about writing affirmations, and then there's 90 days of journaling that you can do, where you can write down 10 things that you're grateful for every day, 10 things that you desire to attract, what new habits or existing good habits must I incorporate today to go forward, what can I do to stay connected with my source, and then you write affirmations and intentions and long-term intentions. And then at the front of the book, on the front inside cover, there are your goals for spiritual, physical, emotional, business, and financial goals. And so I've created this as a working journal so that people will learn to come from a grateful heart. If we can learn to come from a grateful heart and be grateful for what we have right now in the here and now, more will be given unto us.
Mm. That's beautiful.
And affirmations, I think, are so powerful because you can write out what you would like to create in your life. And really and truly, it's important to be, do, and have. So who do you need to be in order for you to do what you need to do so you can have what you'd like to have? And affirmations can really help you with that. If you write affirmations, the most important thing that I can tell you to do with affirmations is to write them from the positive sense, as though you've already got what it is that you're wanting to have. And
mm-hmm.
then put emotion to it. And never, never stop the universe from bringing you more. Always end your affirmations with this or something more.
That's beautiful. Now, it sounds like we have a caller. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. And your name?
Tanya.
And your question?
My question is, I'm leaving for Sedona on Wednesday, and I had a motorcycle accident almost 3 years ago, and I feel like I've been guided there to do the last bit of healing. I was wondering if the guides have any information or any hints on what kind of healings or where I should go to do that, or certain crystals or areas.
Okay. Well, Kathy, did you want to touch on that at all?
I would think that the most important thing for you to do is when you get to Sedona, take some time to be quiet.
Okay.
Take some time to listen and go where you're guided. You know, there are many wonderful places. Sedona, have you been to Sedona before?
Yes, I went there, and life's never been the same since.
Okay, so you know what a place, what a very special place Sedona is.
Oh, yes, I
do. And there are, yes, and there are many places you can go where there are vortexes.
Yeah.
I think the most important thing, though, that I would recommend and that the spirits are recommending for you is to be quiet and listen, and you will be drawn to where you need to go.
That's exactly what I thought.
Also, I want to invite you to, when you're there, remember that you are visiting a vortex, but you are also a vortex yourself. And
okay.
So the empowerment that you feel around you, maybe the vastness and the bigness and the beauty and the strength and the empowerment, let that remind you and be a mirror image of just how big and strong, connected and anchored you are as well. Let it,
okay.
Let yourself contemplate and reclaim some of this, some of these places within you that are waiting to join the rest of you, that you look around you and that you join those vortexes, but you do so by also claiming your own empowerment and allowing that energy to be present within you and then come from a place of fullness and wholeness.
Okay.
Okay. The crystals that you'll find there, that all crystals can work with you. The crystals that Spirit's guiding me to share with you are selenite. It's a beautiful, gorgeous crystal that will assist you. Also, hematite will work with you. And basically, the ground that you'll be walking on will be responding to you. So be still, like Kathy said, and then I also invite you to communicate with the sacredness of the ground, the minerals, and the heartbeat there, but to include yourself in that conversation and to communicate
okay.
with your own body as well, to allow all of that energy to of the land mass and all of that it has to offer to be invited in as well. Okay?
Okay.
Well, thank you
Great.
Very much for listening and for calling and for participating. Blessings to you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you, Kathy. I wanted to remind people that the book is Co-Creating with the Law of Attraction, written by Kathy Kruma. She is my very special guest tonight. I want to touch on how to reach her. Her phone number is 760-803-9594. Website is Kathy CHRUMA.com. And then I also wanted to invite people to know and to remember that Kathy is a business, life, and spiritual and health coach. So she has a tremendous amount of life lived and inspirational, intuitive information to offer to assist you in the forward movement and awakening of your own life. So, Kathy, I wanted to know, apart from your affirmations, and it sounds like your book is very much about wholeness. It sounds like what you represent is business, life, spiritual health, that you're very much about wholeness, about all parts instead of just one or another.
Yes, that's very, very true, because I don't see how you can separate our parts, because they all go together to integrate us into wholeness. And if we concentrate on one part too much, it becomes separate from the rest of us, and now we feel out of balance. And I really believe that it's incredibly important for us to try and maintain a balance among mm-hmm. the individual different energy levels in our body. And I believe that we are one big ball of energy.
Mm.
And we have to balance that energy between the spiritual, the physical, the emotional, the financial, and the business. And really, we need to feed those energies every single day. And that's one thing that working with me and working with the journal, you have the ability to do. And again, I can't stress enough that the most important thing for us to do is to come from a place of joy, to choose joy every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And when you write affirmations, I was going to say, give an example, like I earn $250,000 on or before December 30th of 2011. You want to put this or more. I earn $250,000 or more on or before, and then you put your date in there because you don't want to limit the universe.
I see. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How can people get your book?
They can get my book by going on to my website, and there is a PayPal account that I still have yet to activate, but you can email me or call me and leave me a message, and I will be glad to send the book out. It's $15.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also have affirmation cards that I'm in the process of getting produced, and there's 65 affirmation cards that are real beautifully done on photographs, and then the affirmation is put on the photograph, and those also sell for $15.
Wonderful, wonderful. You know, everybody listening, again, this opportunity to help inspire you, help remind you, help fulfill what you desire, and again, help move you from where you are maybe to where you want to be. All of that seems to be a part of and more of what Kathy is offering. And these tools, these sacred, beautiful tools, from affirmation cards to this book, etc., to her speaking. In fact, I invite anyone anywhere in the world, if you want to inspire and bring together a group of people, whether it's corporate, whether it's a healing center, whether it's individual, if you're having problems in your family and nobody can communicate, get in touch with Kathy. If you want to talk about an inspirational speaker, somebody that can bring a group consciousness or a collective to start communicating together as a group, or listening, etc., or inspiring a very large group of employees, etc., Kathy Kruma is the way to go, because you're talking about somebody that's going to offer your business, your life, your spirituality, and your health, regardless of which one. It seems to me that her energy is going to affect all of them, and that's what you want. It's somebody that can help you to affect all those areas of your life. Now, Kathy, tell me, what do you feel, the situation of the world right now, or of the mass consciousness, et cetera, what are your words of wisdom, if any, on that?
Well, I think that, you know, the mass consciousness is beginning to be raised. I do feel as though we're having a shift. I feel that we really are, there's a lot of fear, though, and I would really like to encourage people and invite them to let go of that fear. And my acronym for fear, I have two of them. One is false evidence appearing real,
mm-hmm.
and the other one is forgetting everything is all right. And there really are only two feelings. We really have love or fear.
Mm-hmm.
And where there is love, there cannot be fear. And
true.
Where there is fear, there cannot be love. So I really invite people to remember that if you're living in fear, that's false evidence appearing real, and really stop and ask yourself, is this a story that I'm making up, or is this real? and I bet you will find that it's a story that you've made up, and then you can turn that around and come from a place of love. I feel as though people are wanting an answer, that there's a lot of people questioning and a lot of people seeking, and I believe the answers are within. If we would all get quiet and still, the answers are written in our heart.
How would you invite somebody listening who is in fear and whose heart is shut down, either recently or their heart has been shut down for years? How would you invite, as an example for listeners, for that individual to begin trusting their heart or opening or even beginning to open it?
I would say the first thing is that what is really important to do is to stop and ask themselves, what is the worst thing that could happen? And then can they live with whatever the worst fear is that they have? And then start by trusting their heart in little things. You know, maybe you don't start right away with the big things. Maybe you start with just some little things and trusting your heart and asking yourself questions. And if your heart is truly shut down, then I would encourage you to seek some counseling or seek some coaching to try to help in opening up, because it's not something that necessarily will happen just overnight, but there is an exercise that they might try.
Okay.
And that would be to write down on a piece of paper all of the things that they would like to shed their life of, all the things that they're fearful of. Then either take that piece of paper and fold it up really tiny and put it into a balloon and fill the balloon with helium and let it go, or burn it and burn that paper up and release that to the universe and have a releasing process that you go through to do that, and then replace those feelings with all the things that you would like to have in your life, all the desires of your heart. Then begin to write affirmations out upon each of those things.
That's beautiful. And the other thing that is also along with the beauty that I'm hearing is that people, what she's sharing is not difficult, meaning that there is not the information of you must go through this school or this hard course, et cetera. It might feel hard, but in actuality, it's that first step of the simplicity of allowing yourself to take that first step and then take the next step. Like you said, small steps or baby steps. But the fact that I think if you can feel fear, then you can also feel love. I think that if you're feeling fear and feeling stuck there, the invitation is that the fact that you can even feel the fear is very much a response or a mirror that you are also capable of feeling love, maybe at the same intensity that you're feeling the fear. But that the steps you just gave people of how to navigate that road or that journey, they're really attainable physical steps that can help them to feel, it felt to me like they were doing something about maybe the situation they're in instead of feeling owned or controlled by it.
I think that's absolutely right. I think the key is to take a baby step. Even if you don't feel like it, try to do something that's different than you were doing, because the truth of the matter is thoughts held in mind produce after their kind. So whatever it is that you are holding in your consciousness, and let's just say that it's fear in this example, is that what you really want in your life? Because that's what you're going to get more of until you change your thought process.
And well, that's very wise. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and that's why it's so important. I think what you said, if you feel fear, that's an emotion. You can still, and you can have the same intensity on the love side as well. And maybe start with just loving yourself.
Absolutely. I find that so many individuals right now in humanity are in fear, and their fear actually becomes larger, grows, because They're looking for an outer source to change in order for the fear to go away. And much of what you're saying, in alignment with it rather, is that in order for the fear to go away, an internal shift or even an internal embrace, awakening, or first step needs to happen in order for the external to actually reveal that shift. I often say to people, you are the projection, and you are the projection screen from within you onto this dimension, what I call the plane of demonstration. And there is whatever is going on or not going on internally, the outer, I usually say if you don't go within, you'll go without. And so the outer can only reflect either fragmented or wholeness. And I'm just really excited about your work and your book. And again, people that are listening, have this individual come and speak as an inspirational speaker or speaker on any subject, because it will, if you want to talk about motivation, you want to talk about Kathy Kruma, because she has the energy to back up the words. And it's not even so much a physical energy that I'm addressing, but the universal energy that surrounds you is so pure. It is so, it has its own heartbeat, and it has a soul signature to it that, of course, includes you, but it also speaks about triumph. It speaks about the ability to, not just for you, the person, but it speaks about the triumph of all for one and one for all. It just, it's that wholeness, that the feeling to me that you're very much a teacher, but you're also a messenger, and the message is inclusive for everybody.
Yes, I really feel that at the depths of my soul, and it's something that you're picking up loud and clear, and that is that I am about wholeness, and at the depth of my soul, I've been through a lot of things, and I certainly know that I've not been through everything, and there are people out there that have had it much worse than I have, but I want to bring hope and joy to people's lives to let them know that I can help them in many different ways. And I often say that life is like a conveyor belt. You know, an experience comes by or something comes by, and we can look at it, pick it up, and look at it and examine it and decide whether or not we like it or we don't. And if we don't like it, just put it back down on the conveyor belt of life and let it go on. Mm. I think that that's a really great analogy for people who have adversity in their life or have fear or something like that. If you don't like it, put it on the conveyor belt and let it go away and choose something else that comes. Remember, you have a choice.
Mm.
You
that's big, yeah.
Control.
Yes, the choice part is huge. I'm so glad you brought that up, because you do have a choice. And a choice, I think, is one of the first originating freedoms that humanity has either not used or discarded or become feeling unworthy of, to even choose differently. And I think the ability to choose is the ability to experience the freedom from fear and movement towards love. And I'm so glad that you brought that up, because it's the moment of choosing to change your mind, even when everything around you is trying to convince you that your reaction should be in despair or in fear, that your ability to change your mind about that and move into your spiritual wisdom or even into your heart, and to choose love in the face of fear, to choose laughter in the face of tears, not all the time, certainly we all have both, but to do so, I invite all the listeners also that when you're facing one of the hardest times in your life, I invite you to put on something that will make you laugh, or to remember a memory that will make you laugh, or to just invite laughter to come from a place within that is not attached to what you're going through. Whatever it is, but to bring the laughter forth, not only physically out loud so that your body can feel that vibration, but also so that the energy of that what you're facing, the energy of its great weight and burden upon you, really lightens, and it gets diminished and transmuted by the laughter of it.
That is so important. Laughter is so important. I think we don't have enough of it. You know, you asked me earlier what I thought about in the world, and I think sometimes we really take ourselves way too seriously.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, you know, I mean, just laugh at yourself. I mean, my goodness, you know, we're just put here for a short time, and if we remember that we're spiritual beings and having this human experience, it is kind of funny when you think about it and the things that can happen to us. And I also think I want to say that all the experiences that we have are given to us for a reason. There's something that we chose before we came here. I believe that we came with lessons to learn. And going through the process, it's not mine to keep, it's mine to share. Because the knowledge that I have isn't mine anyway. It was given to me through God. And now I believe I've got the responsibility to be able to share my experiences with other people to maybe help them. And that's true with each of our listeners. You know, they've got experiences that are unique to them and that make them unique. And remember that each and every one of us is unique.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. And you're talking about a tapestry and the beautiful tapestry that we are and the beautiful tapestry that without one pattern, the other one can't be seen as brightly. I definitely agree with you. I want to remind everybody today that my very special guest, which I find extremely inspirational, Kathy Kruma, she's a business, life, spiritual, and health coach. With a very strong holistic approach, please look up her website. It's Kathy Kruma, spelled CHRUMA.com. Her phone number is 760-803-9594. She's written a book called Co-Creating with the Laws of Attraction. And, you know, I have to say, there are so many people out there and so many books that have been written but not lived. And your experience, or you're just this universal inspiration, your experiences and the fact that you've written this book and you have the affirmation cards coming out, you don't want to miss out on those, is something that I thank you again for using your life experience to benefit us all. And that is a deep gratitude from my heart and my spirit family for you having the wisdom and giving the permission to allow that to happen.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. And it's really interesting because, you know, when I did the book, I did it because I was divinely inspired to do it. And it's kind of funny because now I look back at it and I read what I wrote and I went, oh my gosh, did I really write that? And that's really when you know, you're in the flow, because I don't know how you are, but I know when I work and I'm getting messages downloaded, I'm at the computer and I just type away. And I don't even, you know, when I'm finished typing, I don't remember everything that I typed. Then I go back and read it and I fix it up. But I know sometimes now I go back and I look at my book and I go, oh my gosh, you know, God was really working through me. My guides were really working through me. And it goes to show you that when you are open to receive, amazing things happen. And that's one of the keys, you know, that I talk about in the book, is that you have to be open to receive, because that's really one of our big keys. Is first is to ask, and then after you ask, you'll attract. Then you have to be open to receive. And then your job is to show gratitude. But really, 99% of the manifestation is done in the asking. And it's not up to you to figure out how. That's the beauty of this, everybody. You don't need to know how. You need to figure out what it is that you would like to have happen. Ask for that. And then you'll begin to attract it. And most importantly, I want to make sure that we get this in before we have to go, and that is that you must take inspired action. You know, I think so many times when people started working with the law of attraction, people thought, well, I can just wish for $1 million and it's going to show up in my mailbox. And I'll just sit here and wait for it. But that isn't how it works. You do have to take inspired action. And that inspired action will come through you when you're open to receive. You'll have people come in front of you that you go, gosh, I didn't even know this person 5 minutes ago, and here's someone showing up. That's spirit working for you.
Absolutely, absolutely. The synchronicity of one language, absolutely. I completely agree. And I feel that that has been what's happened here with the opportunity to have you on the show, the gift that you are on the show, and for so many listeners to be able to take in not only what you're saying, but to feel you and to feel your authenticity and your purity and your passion that is so illuminated. And I've shared with everyone how to get in touch with you, and I want to thank you again. We're going to have to wrap it up for being on the show. It's been a complete joy and a reminder as well of the beauty that's out there and the gratitude.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's really my privilege and my honor to have this opportunity, and I know that it was through our spirit guides working together and our relationship and our coming together, it was meant to be. There is no question about it, and I am ever so grateful. I mean that from the bottom of my heart, and I am grateful for the listeners that we've had out there, and I hope that I have made a difference in people's lives and brought hope where there may not have been such great hope in their lives, to let them know that they can overcome and you can achieve anything that you set your mind to.
Well, you have, without question, accomplished that, and without question, you live that. And so we thank you, and I would love to check back with you and have you back on the show in a couple of months. I want to invite everyone to tune in 2 weeks from now, and we have to sign off. And as always, this is Cynthia Sloan. If it resonates, make it your own.